Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you decided to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and to praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Let us bring our minds in and put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you, Lord. We call upon you, O God, asking you to lean down your ear and hear our prayers this night. Oh, my God, we ask that you will search our hearts, Lord, and anything you're not pleased with, O God, be merciful and forgive us. Lord, take it away from us in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Lord. We are calling on you tonight, Lord, to stop by for a little while and make your holy visitation. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch every soul who has tuned into this broadcast. Let a special blessing come upon each one. Right now, while we're praying this prayer, Lord God, move in a mighty way and work things out, Lord, in their lives. Fix it for them right now, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, have mercy tonight. Oh, God, be merciful and forgive sins, Lord Jesus. Blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquity. Purify the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls all around the world. Give somebody the mind to serve you for the rest of their lives. Give somebody the mind, Lord, to repent of all their wrongdoing and to turn away from the world. Oh, God, be merciful tonight and save thy soul everywhere in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are praying right now that you'll remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, you know every name that's written. You know every prayer request and petition. Lord, and we are praying right now that you will consider each and every one, Lord, and grant everything according to your will, not our will, Lord. Take control right now, oh God. Oh, move, Lord Jesus, up and down the streets of cities, everywhere, all around the world.
Lord Jesus.
Move in the homes, Lord Jesus, where the families are broken up, my God. Mend them back together. Gather them from wherever they are scattered abroad in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, look on those who have not. Those who are less fortunate, have mercy on them tonight, Lord, and provide for them, oh God. Those who don't have food or shelter, we are praying, God, that you will look on them, that you will provide for them, make the way for them, oh God. And those who don't know you, no, God, make yourself known unto them. Let them know that you're the only true and living God. There's none other beside you. Lord God, save their souls and deliver them from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray a special prayer tonight for Muhammad Hameen.
Give me 2 minutes. I've not yet finished clocking out.
Oh, my God, look upon him right now. Lay your hands upon him. Oh, God, go with them, Lord Jesus, and be with them, Lord. Deliver him, oh God, and help him while he's going through in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, that you will move in a mighty way, oh God, and go into the hospitals. Stop by, Lord Jesus. Go into the rooms, Lord Jesus. Let them feel your presence in the room with them. Oh, Lord, lay your hand upon them. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus. We know you are able, my God. There's nothing too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. No disease is incurable, Lord, but you have the power to cure all diseases. You have the power to heal and to make Everwood whole. Oh, my God, we are depending on you, and we are looking unto you, Lord. We are asking you, Lord, to bless this broadcast tonight, to send your anointing, oh, God, and send your word. Let your word have free course. Let your word reach the hearts of every listener. Oh, my God, minister unto each one of us according to the need. You know us best, Lord. We don't know ourselves. But, Lord, you know everything about us and what we are in need of. And we believe you tonight, oh, God, and we're taking you at your word. We're counting it done right now. And giving you thanks, oh God.
Yes,
we bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for your mercy, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for your healing power, oh God, for deliverance. Thank you right now, Lord, for hearing our prayer and for answering prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, my God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Your holy name. Have
thank
your
you,
way,
Jesus.
Lord. And let your way,
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
If there's anything that we should have asked for or mentioned in this prayer, you know about it, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Be unspoken. We are praying, God, that you will grant it according to your will. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Amin.
Amen.
At this time, our opening scripture is taken from the 130th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. That's the 130th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Thank God for the room of his word, the 130th number of Psalm, the first throughout the eighth verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And 5 is F-I-V. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School, and one is O-N-E, to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. and 12 o'clock p.m. Excuse me, Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock p.m. 6 o'clock p.m., forgive me, for Wednesday night prayer, and 12 o'clock p.m. on Sunday afternoon for Sunday afternoon service. You can go to 18 East Center Street, that's Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And again, that's to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. 12 o'clock p.m. Sunday afternoons and 6 o'clock p.m. for Wednesday night prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. I'm going to continue to pray for India West, Sharia West, DeMarcus West, Angelina Talata, Austin, Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, and also my baby brother Muhammad Hameen asked that we pray for him, so please keep him in your prayers. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond that she may render us a selection. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I've been tested. My faith has been tried. Satan has attempted to destroy my life. He's robbed, abused, and stole. He's done everything he could do to conquer my soul, but I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Listen, friends have left me. They question my faith. The good I tried to do was thrown back in my face. The hurt and the pain, it brought tears to my eyes. For God has replaced the blessing for every tear that I've cried. And I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have peace. I still have peace. After all I've been through, I still have peace. I still have peace. I still have peace. After all I've been through, I still have peace. I still have his love. I still have his love. After all I've been through, I still have his love. I still have God's love. I still have his love. After all I've been through, after all I've been through, after all I've been through, I still have joy. Hallelujah.
Holy, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful selection. Thank God for the opening scripture. I tell you, I still have joy. I love that song.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
I enjoy listening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It
just
always brings so much joy to my heart.
Yes,
yes. Singing that song. I just want to thank God. Thank God for being on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank God for all of you for tuning in. My soul is rejoicing. After all I've been through, hallelujah, I still have joy.
And joy.
I want to encourage you to just keep on standing. Just keep looking to the Lord. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Praise be to God. Though he may try, he may do all kinds of things. Come through people that are close to you and everything. Through people who are in church, people on your job, people all around. But don't let him steal your joy. You'll be able to sing that song saying, I still have joy. After all I've been through, after the way they treated me, after the way they just disregarded and disrespected me, I still
have joy. Hallelujah.
I feel good down in my soul tonight.
Thank you.
I thank God once again for that beautiful selection. And we're going to get ready for the word of God. So let us bring our minds in and open our hearts that we may hear from the Lord. And without further ado, I introduce to you Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who will come forth and bring the word of God. And let us pray for her and along with her as she ministers the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another chance to project the word of God. We pray that you send your words and your anointing. Let the word of God penetrate somebody's heart. Save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us go directly to the word of God. We don't think that we'll be before you too long tonight, but we want to go to the book of Genesis, the 25th chapter of the book of Genesis, and also Psalm 51, 25, and verse 27. And the Bible reads, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Now, this passage of scripture is talking about the birth of Esau and Jacob, and they were twins. They were the sons of Isaac. Esau was the oldest one because he came out first. And then Jacob came second. So these are the twins, and this is what the scripture is referring to. And the Bible says, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter and a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac, he loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Now, Rebekah was the wife of Isaac, and she was the children's mother. But the mother loved Jacob, but the father loved Esau because Esau loved the venison, and he would hunt in the field for the venison. And glory to God, I believe venison is deer meat. It's the flesh of a deer, and that's what the father loved so much. He loved the venison, deer meat. Glory to God. So the Bible says in verse 29, and Jacob sighed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage. Was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? In other words, I'm about to die. Now, what good is that going to do me, the birthright? In other words, I don't need it, because I'm about to die. And that's the way he felt at that time. But the Bible reads on and says, and Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die. And what profit
shall this birthright do to me? Swear to me this day. And he swear unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. And my topic tonight, don't sell your birthright. Don't sell your birthright. Title is Temptation. The devil will tempt you any kind of way he can. And the things that seem to be the dearest to you, that sometimes is the thing that Satan will use to destroy your soul or to cause you to give up and throw in the towel. But don't sell your birthright. I believe Esau had the right because he was the firstborn. And back during that time, the firstborn was the one that had the birthright, and he would inherit, he or she would inherit everything that that father has gained or whatever it is. And so therefore, Esau sold his birthright. He gave up his right to inherit the things of his father. And I believe a birthright is a right or a privilege or possession to which one is entitled to by birth. And he sold it. In other words, he transferred this thing for money, or if you can transfer it for money or for something else of value. And at that time, he felt that the food was more valuable than his own birthright. And later on, the Bible lets us know he sought, could not get it. He sought it with tears.
Amen.
He began to pray and cry unto the Lord, but he could not find it. So I'm saying to my brothers and sisters in radio land, don't sell your birthright. You have a right to seek the Lord and to call upon the name of the Lord. You have a right to run for your life. You have a right to the tree of life. But don't sell your birthright. And surely, if the Lord had converted you and sanctified you and filled you with the Holy Ghost, do not sell your birthright. Don't give up. You continue on with the Lord. No matter how more, how bad you are tried, no matter what you're going through, Satan will try to throw everything at you to make you throw in the towel. But don't sell out to the devil. Glory to God. Don't give up your right to the tree of life. Don't give up God's spirit. His spirit is valuable to the people of God. I believe David began to pray unto the Lord, and he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. But he said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Glory to God, Satan will work on you. He'll try to steal your joy, steal your faith, steal your peace. But the psalmist said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. God's spirit is a free spirit. Therefore, we must hold on, hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to what God has done for you. If he has sanctified you, hold on to the sanctification. If he filled you with the Holy Ghost, you definitely need to hold on to the Holy Ghost, because that's what's going to cause you to be taken up when Jesus appears in the sky. Glory to God, he's coming back in a cloud. and we that remain, we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's that power that we're going to need to be caught up. Glory to God, if we don't have that power, if we have sold out to the devil, we won't be able to be caught up, but we will be left down here. Glory to God. We will be cast into that lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone. The Bible says, and I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God. If you don't get caught up, you're going to be left down here, and you're going to have to stand before God. Glory to God, and meet him in the judgment. But we want to hold fast. We want to hold on to that birthright that God has given us. He's given us the right to pray. When he filled you with the Holy Ghost, you can sure enough pray and get your prayer through. You could ask anything of God, and he said, I will do it. But if we give up that birthright, glory to God, you won't be able to pray and ask God to save you. You won't be able to get a prayer through. You'll have to get somebody to help you to get through to God. I tell you, we're living in the last days, and people are selling out. They don't want to pray anymore. They don't want to go to church anymore. They don't want to seek the Lord. They have sold out, given up their birthright. They had all this freedom and all this birthright, but they have given it up. I'm reminded of the word of God. Glory to God. I began to give the word of God, and there were some souls. They were about to leave. I didn't know, but God knew all about it. God knew what was going on, and he gave me that word. And I tell you, God began to move by his spirit, and the souls changed their mind. God is a good God. Don't sell your birthright. Whatever you do, wherever you go, God has given you. Maybe you don't have the Holy Ghost, but if God has converted you, you hold on to that conversion. If God has sanctified you, you hold on to the sanctification. Don't give up, but hold fast to what God has given unto you. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't let that devil be with you and change your mind. God has done a great work in all of our lives that he has saved. Glory to God, he has fixed us. He has made something great out of us. He has made us. The Lord has made a change, a great change in our lives. So we need to hold on to that change that God has done in our lives. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let him talk to you and talk you out of your crown. Glory to God. The Lord has given us crown of righteousness. If we just hold on, if we endure until the end. Oh, flesh don't want to die sometimes, but we got to put it to death. We got to learn to let God fix every situation in our life. We don't have to sell our birthright. We don't have to sell out to the devil. He don't mean us no good. He don't want nobody to be saved. But we, being believers in Christ, we need to drive and go forward, triumph over the devil and over what he is doing. Because he doesn't have any power. He just uses fear to conquer you, me, whoever you are. Come up with that spirit of fear. But God said in his word, he had not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. This is what God has given to us. So we have a right to this life. God has been so good to us. He sent his son Jesus that we might have freedom, that we might have this life and have it more abundantly. So don't let nobody, I don't care who he come through, and he'll come through the very one that you least expect. That's the one Satan will come through and try to destroy your life. He'll carry you on, cut up kinds of bad things, and do all kinds of things unto you because he wants you to give up. But trust in the Lord. Don't sell out. Don't sell your birthright. Esau sold his birthright, and he was fighting. He was deceitful. I tell you, he was doing some of everything. I tell you, God, he's good, though. God is good to his people. And if we just hold on, the Lord will take us through. If we don't give up, we don't sell out, whatever it is that we need, God will work it out for us. God will give us the victory over the devil every time. Who you are, how long you've been over here, he don't care. He just wants your soul, and he wants you to sell out. But don't sell your birthright. We done come too far now, and we done learned too much about the word of God to throw in the towel now. But just keep on pressing, hold on, and endure until the end, until Jesus comes, and we will be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer because we know that prayer changes things, and we know that God can get the job done. Glory to God. There may be somebody out there, you're being tempted, you're being tried, and the devil wants you to give up, but don't give up. Take heed to the word of God on today. And as we pray, Heavenly Father, we come before you in the presence of the Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Don't take your Holy Spirit from us. Help us, Lord Jesus. Renew us and revive us. Restore our souls. Give us that joy, O Lord. Help us to rejoice in thy name. Help us to glorify you and to lift you up. Help us not to sell out, O Lord. Help us to stand firm upon the word of God. Help us to go through, O Lord, through our tests and our trials. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way you would have us to go. Lead us in the path of righteousness. We are your sheep. We're the sheep of your pasture. We need you to take us through. We need you to guide us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We know you got the power. We know you're able. Hold us in the hollow of thine hand. Lead us on to victory, oh, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need your help tonight. Oh, my God, somebody is weak tonight, but they need strength, oh, Lord. We are coming to you in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, oh, Lord, today, Lord. Blot out of transgressions.
Yes,
let this be forgiven. Forgive us, oh, Lord, of all wrong and everything that is contrary to your will. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to take you at your word, to live by your word. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able today, oh, Lord. Jesus, help us to stand our chest.
Help us to go to our child,
even when we're being tried. Help us to endure. In the name of Jesus, bind the works of Satan. Cast him out. Bind his evil works. He seeks to hinder, to overthrow in the name of Jesus. But you said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. We believe your word. We take you at your word. We know you got the power. We know you're
Yes.
We're trusting in you, depending on your word, Lord. Help us, oh Lord, in these last and evil days. Jesus, Satan is out to destroy our lives, but our trust and our hope is in you tonight. We know you're able, Jesus. Look on the souls of men, those who are requesting a special prayer. We pray that you deliver, oh Lord, Satan to the utmost. Help them to overcome. Bind
the
evil work, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover, Lord. Wash, oh Lord. Make everyone whole. We believe you, oh Lord. We're taking you at your word. We pray that you will heal, that you will save, that you will forgive sins and blot
yes,
out
Lord.
Transgressions.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, take control. Take control right now, Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Help us to take your word in. Help us to live by your word. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer today. We thank you for your mercy, oh Lord.
Thank you for
thank
your mercy,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you
thank
for
you,
your
Jesus.
Word. Thank you
yes,
for
thank you.
Lord.
Help thank you for encouragement.
To go forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, put your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord, and we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the testimonies of victory. We thank you for how you made a way. We
yes,
thank you for
thank
how
you.
You blessed. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you for answering prayer. We know thou art a prayer-answering God, and we thank you for it, oh Lord. We pray that you continue
you.
To go with us, stand by
yes, God.
Us, and ever lead us on to victory. And we will give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
glory
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
glory
you,
to God. At this time, this part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Amin.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that anointed message and also that anointed prayer. And I tell you, that word of God is just beautiful. It's a timely message, and we need to drive that point home. Don't sell your birthright, because God, he has done something special for us, and we should not take it for granted. Like Esau, he took for granted that he didn't need that birthright at the time, because he put his hunger ahead of his birthright. So don't put nothing ahead of your birthright that God has given you. And I want to encourage you to hold on to your birthright. This time I'm going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast and any other clergy who may be on the line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell saying, don't sell your birthright. And this is a very important lesson. Our birthright, it was given to us, and we ought not to despise it like Esau did in the face of temptation. Because once the temptation is passed, his temptation was passed, and it was time for him to receive the blessing, he missed it because he gave it away. He gave it away to Jacob, and his birthright came with a blessing, just like ours does. We have a reward in the end that we're looking forward to. But if we give up and we don't get that crown, that the preacher, we won't, you know, we're not going to get it. That's what the preacher was talking about, that blessing that we're waiting on. It comes along with our birthright. But if we sell our birthright, we're not going to get the blessing when it's time for Jesus to pass out that reward. We won't receive it. But I don't want to sell my birthright, and I encourage you not to do it either. Then if maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God, saints be encouraged.
Amen. Any other remarks? If not, thank you for that beautiful message. the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord, Sister Rhoda.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord for this powerful message of God. Let the Lord help each of us, sisters and brothers. You know, sometimes the enemy pushes us in a corner.
Yes.
But he wants us to compromise, you see. You find yourself in a situation, you need something so badly, and you said, let me just protect my salvation and do this evil in order to get something. Look at, for example, Jesus. When he was praying on the mountain 40 days, the devil appeared to him. He said, you are very hungry. Turn this water, stones to bread. But if Jesus refused. For sometimes also the devil does that to us. He makes us
suffer
a lot, and he will say, now, let me just leave salvation for a minute and I can do these other things in order to get something. So may the Lord help each of us to be strong, to stand firm. No matter what happens, as the woman of God has just spoken this evening, let us stand firm with the word of God. Let us hold on our birthright, not to lose it. Because sometimes as children of God, it becomes so hard. Things become so hard. Say, now, what is happening? I've prayed, I've done this and this. Let me just climb the other side. The moment we do that, we lose all the blessings. Let the Lord help each of us and give us strength to stand firm and not compromise with the enemy. God bless you so much, woman of God. Amen.
God bless you. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for all the remarks coming to our evangelist. And I thank God for the word of God. I ask that you pray for me that the Lord will help me to do his will. And those of you that are on the line, I encourage you to continue to do the will of God. I thank God for all the help that I receive. I really appreciate. I know it's a sacrifice, but I really appreciate the faithfulness that you have shown toward this broadcast and toward the will of the Lord. So we thank God for this broadcast on tonight. So we're going to bring the broadcast to a close. And Lord's will, we only look forward to being back on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Yes, dear. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Sister Rhoda, I appreciate you.
Amen. Amen. Daddy, you want to say something, Daddy? Yes. Okay, God bless you so much, woman of God.
Okay. Checking in with y'all later on.
Okay.
Well.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
God bless you.
God bless you, Dad.
God bless you, too, dear. I love you.
I love you, too.
Brought a good message over tonight.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Oh, yes.
I bless you. Okay, I'll be talking to y'all later on.
Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Thank you for the wonderful message.
Oh, you're welcome.
God bless you. Okay, good night.